Buckler instinctively knew where Diggs would be, around the kitchen area. If it was not the usual meal time, the tubby rascal would make his way to the kitchen window. Pasties, pies, scones and tarts were often taken from the ovens and left to cool on the open window ledge. Cutting along the south side of the Abbey building, Buckler sensed right off that something was amiss. He drew his blade, running to the window. One glance was all that was needed. Amid the welter of broken dishes and scattered food, Diggs lay slumped on the floor. Vaulting over the windowsill, the young hare went straight to his companion. Turning Diggs over, he cradled his head, leaning close to his nose. Thanking the seasons that Diggs was breathing, Buckler reached for an oven cloth to staunch the deep wound on his unconscious friend's head. Binding it tight, he reached out a footpaw, pulling a half-empty sack of flour close. Resting Diggs' head on the makeshift pillow, Buckler suddenly became alert. There were cries of alarm from within Great Hall, coupled with the sound of Little One wailing. Grabbing up his long rapier, he charged out to confront the intruders. Buckler skidded to a halt. Abbess Margerum, Clarinna, Django's wife Firm, Drull Hogwife, and Dymphnia Witherspike, clutching Dub-Dub to her, were surrounded by Zwilt the Shade and his four ravagers. Buckler knew that only by keeping cool could he rescue them. Leaning on his sword, he shook his head at the foe beast, commenting scornfully,
"Making war on ladies and an infant now, 'tis a brave thing to do. What a great pity a real warrior's turned up. So, what'll you do now, coward?"
Zwilt's broadsword was already drawn. He drove his ravagers away from him.
"Stand clear and keep a watch on the others, lest they try to run outside and give the alarm. Well, rabbit, come for a lesson in swordplay, have you?"
He began circling, his blade swishing the air as he limbered up his paw. Buckler circled in the opposite direction, holding his weapon lightly. He smiled coldly.
"Always ready to learn if you think you're the master, though I thought babe stealing was your chosen trade."
Both beasts continued circling, drawing closer to each other. It was obvious Zwilt and Buckler were skilled sword beasts. They locked eyes, never letting their gaze stray. Moving nearer, they walked side on to present the narrowest target, footpaws braced nimbly, each seeking an opening. Herded to the side of the stairway by their captors, Margerum and her friends watched the duel. Zwilt, feeling he was close enough, made the initial move. Bounding at his opponent, he struck out with the broadsword, hissing viciously,
"'Tis death!"
Buckler sidestepped, countering with a single slash, which deflected the broadsword. As he passed Zwilt, he flicked out his blade, nicking his enemy's ear. Zwilt lashed out on the turn, laying a wound across Buckler's cheek. The young hare knew that stopping to consider a cut was fatal in a fight to the death. Ducking low, he sighed out with the long rapier, slashing Zwilt's left footpaw. With his blade cutting whirring arcs, the sable warmed to the attack, pacing high, stepping forward, seeking to drive the hare back. Buckler, familiar with the move, stood his ground, jabbing with his sword point between Zwilt's swings. The sable felt the rapier tip jab his sword paw. He was forced to back off. Now Buckler came forward. Step, jab, parry, lunge. Zwilt went sideways, one of his swings catching the young hare's side at the waist. Grabbing the big broadsword in both paws, Zwilt battered away at Buckler, who was forced to crouch. Using this position to his advantage, the hare came upward in a leap, shouting his war cry,
"Eulalia!"
He drove his adversary backward at a speedy display of figure-eight manoeuvres. Steel clashed upon steel. Zwilt was driven backward. He bounded onto the stairway, but Buckler was there first. Skipping up a few steps, the hare gained the advantage, coming down on the sable like a thunderbolt. The clang of weapons striking each other echoed about Great Hall. Both contestants were panting heavily as they hacked and thrust, each desperate to finish off the other. They battled upon the sweeping flight of stairs, up and down, neither giving an inch. Zwilt was swinging wildly, when a fierce slash from Buckler scored his muzzle. He retreated downstairs, leaving a blood trail behind him. Clamping a paw to his wounded side, the young hare hastened to the attack. Zwilt was losing the fight. He knew he had met a sword beast who was more than his match. For the first time in his life, the sable felt the broadsword was becoming too heavy to lift. The hair was still light on his paws, wielding the rapier with skill and vigour, so Zwilt the Shade made the only move left open to him.